Okay, today's daf is Chaf Aleph. Yes. So in last year, we saw the debate. We were introduced to the debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva regarding what you learn from the words of Bala Shoranaki. Okay. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's to, in the case of if an ox, a shortam, murders a person or kills a person, then he doesn't have to pay the chatzi kofer. Naki mishor the chatzi kofer. Okay. Because a pasuk. Again, let's just read the pasuk. It says, "V'chi gof gigach shor et ish or et isha." If an ox kills someone, umet, and the person dies, sakol yisikal lashor, the shor has to be stoned. V'lo ya'achel l'bsar, he can't eat it, it's sura hana'a. U'bala shor naki, the owner is clean. Clean from what? Well, he in this situation can leave chatzi kofer. That's how I understand it. And we saw Rabbi Akiva sort of. We had a discussion in terms of why it's even necessary to learn from the pasuk at the end of the shir, and we said, okay, what does Rabbi Akiva do with this? Let's go. We'll continue. Mama Kimari Kiva. Let's continue from there. Balashon. That's a different situation. That's if an ox kills a person, an eved. Normally, the situation you have to pay shloshim. But however, the knas. However, in this situation, we don't have to. We're saying if balanaki, the balashor is naki in the case where he kills an eved. Okay. A few gears of changes ago, list them throughout the whole shir actually, but in this part here called the Mara Fulda. It says v'leit lei. It's a curious change. Leit lei Rabbi Akiva naki mechatzi kofer. Well, what about Rabbi Akiva? If you remember, Rabbi Eliezer says naki is important to teach you. It's the balashor is if it's a tam and murder, he doesn't pay the kofer. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree with that? So Gemara says, well, he does because just now we said he learns it something else with respect to Eved. So it says no. We'll have a look im kofer yushrot alav. Now that's the next pasuk. Im kofer yushrot alav v'natan v'natan pidyon nafsho b'chol asher yushrot alav. So the kofer is referring to that pasuk is referring to a muad. So the whole concept of paying kofer is respect to a muad. Is so therefore I don't need a pasuk to teach me that your pater in the case of tam because it was never chiyuv for tam. Okay. So im kofer yushrot alav, and atam yoshev b'kol asher yushrot alav. Sorry, just to explain why it's at the next pasuk. Because, just to explain, the pasuk just in between. So the first pasuk by v'chi yigach, the next pasuk that we're not mentioned, haven't quoted just yet, it says v'im shor nagachu mitmol tishon. So the context changes immediately in the second pasuk, meaning we first chavchet, chavtet. And then we get to Lamed, im kofer yushrot alav. You have to have an opinion of sure. Well, we're just talking about a muad. We've already switched from talking about tam to muad. So why don't I need a pasuk to mad for tam? I never learned it for tam. That's why it's unnecessary. Okay? That's how we know muad over. Now the Gemara asks, okay, let's flip it back. So in other words, everyone agrees that when it comes to chatzi kofer is pato, Rabbi Kiva required from the pasuk, requires the pasuk to do this. That's Rabbi Yes, and Rabbi Kiva says it's unnecessary because you never learned a chiyuv for kofar for our time anyway. To say like it's just oh the whole chiyuv from the outside we talked about muad. Okay, now let's fold it back the other way. But later Rabbi Akiva, okay, remember Rabbi Akiva learns that the eved ashor is if ashor murders his patur min demei eved. So we're from in that the balashor naki. Well, late gives a change. L'Rabbi Eliezer naki mi demei eved. Doesn't he hold that principle as well? So he says, listen. Ne'emar kan hashor yisakel, ve'ne'emar lahalan hashor yisakel. So hashor yisakel, just to appreciate, that's the psukim that follow that, which is again two psukim later after we've just discussed the concept of kofir. It says im eved yigach hashor o ama kesef shoshim shkalim yiten la'adonah v'shor yisakel. So shor yisakel is talking about the chiyuv of paying kofir. Ma shor she'emar lahalan, if you knew gzera shor yisakel, that was referring to a muad. So too, if you do gzera shava, you can understand Asher Yisakel is reducing the scope to only referring to a muad. So in other words, the whole chiyuv to pay shloshim is only a case of a muad and not in the case of, if you like, a tam. So I don't need a pasuk to memayit. So he kind of uses the same technique, if you like, but to like the pasuk's restricted talking about that. So it's ma shor nemalahalan. So let's go back again. Ne'emar shor yisakel ve'ne'emar lahalan shor yisakel. Ma lahalan she'ne'emar min ba'bechor. Ma shor she'ne'emar lahalan ba'bein mechorim. Only referring to a muad. Ha'katu medera af shor yisakel ne'emar kan v'muad ha'katu bedaber. So Gemara says, well, one second. V'leit k'tiv sakol yisakel ashor. That's the first pasuk we learned. We were talking about, we discussed, which is v'yikof shor et ish. That also has a lashon of skila, sakol yisakel. So why don't you learn from again, I've got to keep track of the psukim here. Yisakel from Sakol Yisakel to say just as that pasuk is the context of a tam, so to this is also learning context. The context we're trying to learn is from a it's a tam. So Gemara says no. If you're doing gzeres shav, the way the gzeres shav works is much. If you've got option of less specific or a better match, you go by the better match. So what's the better match? It says am mutav yamad shako hashor yisakel meshor. It's identical language. Valyam hashor yisakel me sakol yisakel hashor. The lashon of tam is a little bit more different, so that's why you do the gzeres shavah there. Yafeh. So at this stage, basically, they both agree that a tam is patul from chatzi kofer. A tam is if it kills an eved, it's pasul from the payment. And either for each opinion, either it's implied from the pasuk itself, or I learn it from Balashon Naki. Again, Rebbe Eliezer says Balashon Naki teaches me that you're patul from chatzi kofer specifically, and Rebbe Akiva says no, it teaches about patul from midmei eved. Yafeh. Now, I'm Rabbi Yose. Mila shama'it min derebi Shmuel bar Yitzchak hacha v'leit ana yada mahi. I heard something. Now this is important. This is working within Shita Rabbi Akiva from Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Remember that name because they come back to it later. V'leit ana yada mahi, and I don't really. I can't remember. I can't piece it together. So Amar the Bezira says Dilma dahi. I think it was this, or perhaps it's this. But Dilma betchila einu be'batam. The first pasuk we said. That says v'chi agof shor et ish or et isha. We said v'chi, that's talking about a tam. How do we know it's tam? Because the next pasuk switches it to muad. If you remember, the next pasuk says v'im shor nagachu mitmol shom. So the next pasuk switches to chzir hamuad yafela kofer, and then it says v'im kofer yoshat alav to say chayiv in that, and chzir shneim lenizakim. And then the pasuk, so the flow of the pasuk is tam muad specifically by kofer. Then comes back to both tam and muad together to teach the chayiv and nezikin. Okay, just to get the pasuk, I don't have it on the slide in the Torah. But the next pasuk says v'chi gof, et cetera, which is the next pasuk. So you might think yachol is a possible since the flow of pasuk went tam specifically, muad specifically, and then it combines them together, if you like, to talk about both tam and muad. The next pasuk that immediately talks about im eved yigach. Maybe that also Yechoshi. Maybe when it goes to Demei Eved, it's also talking about both together. Ah, that's why I need a specific pasuk to tell you. Naki, Naki mi Demei Eved. That's the teaching specifically. That's why I needed the pasuk. So it's beautiful now because what it's saying is the necessity of the pasuk. Sorry, the necessity of the special mirror of Rabbi Akiva is specifically because of the flow of the psukim. I mean, the flow of the psukim seems to imply perhaps that when the pasuk talks about eved, it actually talks about both. Oh, balashon anaki midmei eved. Okay, yafe. That should be hopefully straightforward. Now, Amar Avla. It says as follows: b'chol atar, every place atah machmir be'eved, yoter min hakol. Meaning, if an ox, sorry, kills an eved, you have to pay shloshim even if the eved's worth nothing or next to nothing. Let's call it that. Okay, so you see, we're machmir by eved. Shafilu mukashchin, even if it's completely riddled with boils, it can't work, it's hardly of any value. You pay notim shalashim sela. Hayit omer, now I'm going to read the words as we have it here. This is where it gets a bit interesting. Ba'aviv ve'imo. I would think also for the aviv ve'imo, what's talking about aviv ve'imo? Tamaloma balashon naki. Naki min mei vladot. Now this is all interesting. We're throwing in aviv ve'imo, we're throwing in vladot. So I'm going to start with the Mara Fulda here. Because he keeps a gerusa. Then I'll show you the Pnei Moshe and what this, if you like, triggers. So I'll read my full this is as follows. Notice, mm-hmm. If he killed a free person, meaning not an Eved, he would pay whatever he's worth. An Eved, you pay 30 no matter what, even if it's worth much more than the value. That's the Chumrah. Lomar Patur. So that's why I needed to say Balashon Naki is Patur, even though more Machmir than by normal Bal Chorim. He's saying I need a Balashon to say Naki. However, Hachinami, so too, Darshinan Likra Ba'aviv Ve'imo Shem Chomrim. Maybe also you find by if someone caused damage to their father and mother, that's also Mchamur. Why is it Chamur? Because Hametz Chayiv Mita if they did that. Yiminakol Shechayiv Mita. Havimena maybe as well Nami She'im Nagach Shor Le'imo. That if one's ox gores his parents, his own owner's parents, maybe he should be chayv with the Dmei Vladot. Now, v'leida d'lot means if the mother, say, was pregnant, chayiv with the offspring. Afaka the ba'alma, despite the fact normally, k'nat nan, we see tamal that you're patur bin ve'lma. Tavaloma balashonaki, even from the v'ladot. So, which is interesting. So, with according to Mara Fulda, we've packed in a lot in this one sentence. We said that you would think that maybe because we're more machmir by eved, in the case of eved, that you should be chayiv. Meaning, because normally eved, no matter what, the person would be chayiv shloshim. So maybe you should be chayiv. That's why I need a special pasuk with patur. We'll discuss it here. So therefore, also maybe avivim was also machmir. So maybe you should be chayiv by another chumra you don't normally find by shore, which is chayiv ben demei tavalot or kamach milan not. That's a mix of a lot of different things. We're throwing the avivim more, we're throwing demei vladot, we're throwing all these things in one place. So let me show you the Pnei Moshe. It's interesting. It says this is bevadai elu dvarim kashim lahoma. This ayti omer af avivimo. It says this is really hard to digest, right? Ve'in lehem of pirush. It's difficult to explain. V'chipasti. This is beautiful. What he says. I looked at b'chol tosefta. I went over the entire tosefta. B'sifra v'sifri u'mechilta. I'm not sure how many people can say that. I reviewed all of the Torah, pretty much all the Tanaic texts, if you like. Ulayim itse ezu breita. Maybe there's a breita that relates to this. Hashayich alahai inyana. We can make sense of this. Maybe there's a word missing. I couldn't find a thing. So it says there's no way to make sense. This doesn't make sense. Now look how beautiful this is. I would think. The sofer made a mistake when he's copying it. Such beautiful chiddush. Maybe it says, instead of aviv ve'imo, it says aleph ve'aleph. What's aleph ve'aleph? The Ta'a Sofri thought Aleph the Aleph, a Rashi Tevot, Ma'ul Aleph the Aleph, Aviv Eimor. You look up the Rashi Tevot book, the first one lists Aviv Eimor, maybe. Aval Einu Ken, because it could be Bechol Atar the Atar. You know, sweet. Every place. Vayasi, and that's the end of, if you like, the Siyum of Divrei Rabbi Ila. Kulomar Mipnesham, it's a Bechol Atar Vata Machmir Be'eved Kemavuar. That it's always Machmir by an Eved. Right? Vayiti omer she'af b'chol makom makom, even other place, meaning b'chol dinehem chamur eved yotcher mimin chorim, it's always machmir yotcher mimin chorim. V'inyan tam, so too, maybe by a tam as well, nami, she'af al pi b'ben chorim patu mikofer, despite the fact you find that a ben chorim is patu from chatz, in other words, sorry, if a tam does nezik to a ben chorim, he's patu mikofer, maybe be chayiv medemei eved. Tamad lomar balashon naki. That's why I need the pasuk lomar naki min demei eved. It's sweet that, right? So in other words, he basically ties it back to directly what we were talking about. Because in other words, it's another way, if you like, of explaining Shid Rabbi Akiva. Because Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, why do I need balanaki naki patu min demei eved? Because the flow of the psukim to suggest it might be also tamad muad and therefore tamad and muad because of the flow of the psukim, like we explained. Therefore, you need balashon naki. Now we're saying that. No, according to this understanding, Rabbi Akiva needs Balashon Naki because we find that Eved is more machmir across the board. More machmir, sorry, like b'chol atavata. I mean, it's more machmir, sorry, than Ben Chorim, that it's chayv shloshim, even if it's worth nothing. So maybe in a case of a tam, he'd be chayv d'mei Eved, even though he's patur mi d'mei kofir. That's why you need it. So it's more like a Kal V'Chomer type of Havamina as opposed to a textual Havamina. Those are the two, if you like, two flows of the sugya.
Why would it say B'chol Atar Ve'Atar?
Yeah, I don't know. So I Hadim B'chol Atar V'Atar, Kol Atar V'Atar means V'Tamamuad. Yeah, I don't know. That's how he understands it. That's how he's trying to understand how the gears have changed. So he said maybe it was Aleph.
I thought he was going to say b'chol echad ve'echad, like in any
situation. Yeah, they could do that as well. B'chol echad ve'echad. But I think same idea. In other words, both v'tam and muad. Correct. That might even work better. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, b'seder. I mean, it's the same gist, right? It was interesting here that I saw in the article. The article quotes Reb Chaim because it's Hagot Reb Chaim. I don't know. I should try, see if I can get access to it. I'm not sure where because till then I'll be doing every Reb Chaim. And he says the gears to change here is potentially ha'iti omer af. Very simply, change the word. Bishor tam, tamalomar b'chol aniaki patu midmei. Change the word to the demei eved, which is effectively, if you like, the same real havamin and maskan, sort of the same flow as really the Pnei Moshe, but with very direct shinur giri nuschad. Okay, yafeh. Now the next part as well, we're gonna continue reading as we have it, and then I'll show you something else again. the article quoted Reb Chaim from Shiurim that changes it, like moves things around. But I'm not going to do that just yet. You'll see anyway. We'll see if we've got time for it. It says b'chol had bago. So again, now it says b'chol atar at machmir. He got atar here. That's interesting. Every place that machmir b'shortam v'achatam at machmir b'tam yotarmi b'muad. So according to the Marafulda, see the reason why the Reb Chaim moves a part further down up here because it seems to be a kasher on a part that's further down according to his understanding. But I'll show you that flow in a moment. It says, "B'chol atah machmir b'muad v'achatam yotarmi b'tam." So I'll just show you the Marafulda. It says, "B'chol atah machmir b'muad yotarmi b'tam l'inyan nezek shalem." Muad is much more machmir. General, you pay nezek shalem, you pay and tabla is nezek shalek, chatzin nezek. Muad, you pay from aliyah. Tam, you pay migufo. Fine. Also, kofir chayv tam yipatur. V'hachat rotze lachmir b'tam, and now you want to be machmir b'tam, meaning le'inyan vladot. So to explain here, even that you can either say like the Marafuda says we're talking about vladot, or everyone pretty much says the sugi now he's talking about vlad. Just to explain. In the Shin Noschot, it says Tani b'shem Rabbi Lazar, or even the Marafulda, sorry, even the Pnei Moshe says, this is a Tanya Idach. There's another drasha. Naki means naki means made vladot. Okay, sheim nagach isha v'yatzav v'ladei haynu meshlem d'mei vlad haynu meshlem d'mei vladot labal. Okay, so the way again, sorry, I had to fill that in. Sorry, that was critical before I even started. So here we seem to really point to everyone be talking about a different drasha in the pasuk. That what's naki? Nakimid made vladot, because normally when we're in the pasuk, there's another pasuk in Torah. If two men are fighting, we'll discuss this. And as they're fighting, they grapple, they hit a woman who's pregnant, and she causes to lose her child. He has to pay the dmei vlad. He has to pay the consequences, not just the injury caused the woman, but also the fact that the child was lost as a result. Patu mid naki, new understanding here. Naki means nakimid vladot. When if a shor does it, he doesn't have to pay the dmei vladot. Okay, so what the Marafulda, the way the Marafulda explains here, it says, I don't understand. Everywhere you're more machmir by muad. Hachad rotze lachmir batam, and now you want to say tam zman machmir li vladot. The itzrich lemichta that I need a special drasha to go out of its way to tell you pat mid vei vladot. Shrafil b'muad patur, because we know that if you like, a muad is patur, you'll see in a moment, kedichtiv anashim v'lo shvarim. Because kiyenatsu anashim yachdav is a pasuk. And you see that pasuk is referring to men grappling, and that the assumption is we're talking about muad. There we'll discuss that in a moment. And because they grapple, that's and it says, okay, a man if he causes an injury to the woman miscarries, you have to pay. But it's anashim, I'm not sure. And now you're saying, oh, I need to say bal anashor nakid patur mid vladot. For what case? For a tam. If a muad is patur, kavachomer a tam is patur. Why don't we just pass this another pasuk to teach me? That's effectively the question. Okay, in other words, just one more time. The case of Mord is Mefurosh, a special miracle in the Marafulda. And you want to say, Banashon is to tell you it's Patur mid bay Vladot by a Tam. But if I know it's Mord's Patur and Mord's Famu Chamur, Kavachomer by a Tam would be Patur. That's effectively the flow. So, I'll show you as follows. So it says, Elegno Kene. This is what it should be. Anashim she'en mitkavenim chayevim. Shorim she'en mekavim pturim. Okay? So the pasuk might be talking about when they're simply fighting one another. Man's fighting another man, and he knocks into the woman. Okay, you're still chayev. The anashim v'lo shvarim might only referring to when he's in the case of when they're not mitkavenim. She'en mitkavenim. But a shor as well. If a shor is not mitkavenim, he's patur. Ha'im mitkavenim, maybe if it was intended to injure the woman directly, maybe you'd be chayavim. Maybe in the case of a shor, you'd be chayav. Tamalomar bala shor naki, naki mid made vladot. So in other words, it's not teaching the exemption to made vladot in general, because that's obvious. Both muad and tam, we know that's patur. But you might have thought, since the Torah was referring to a case of einu mitkaven, that it was two men grappling and they were fighting each other, they didn't intend to injure the woman. And that's where the Torah says, oh, a man is chayav, shor is patur. You may have thought the miur is only referring to a case of en mitkaven. Ah, but if it's mitkaven, maybe it'd be chayev. That case wasn't covered by the pasuk. O balashonaki. That's what we're trying to say. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Tani balashonaki naki mid 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 may change the girsa. Really, everyone vladot. It says, "Don't already know that from the fact that it's only men and not shorim." Change the word again, vladot. So that flow, according to Mara Fulda, is exactly what we just set up above. But it happened to be that Rav Chagai brought this teaching from Midaron that seemed to say basically the same thing, and the whole rationale we just brought above was really, if you like, it was based on this teaching that Rav Chagai brought. Okay, so it's not a new thing; it's basically exactly the same. So that's how the flow of the Gemara is explained. Okay, I'm tempted to do this. You know what? I'll pause and Rav Chaim's pshat in a second. If okay, I'll just say it in a line. What the article does according to Reb Chaim as well, he takes his whole Tani and places all the way in the beginning. Tani balashon nakimi demei vladot. And it says the havamina was is that maybe you're chayiv and muad and not chayiv in tam. And then the Gemara says, one second, sorry, you're chayiv in tam and not muad. And then the Gemara goes, that's that first piece here. Then you go back to the beginning where we where when so b'chol atam machmir b'muad v'tam says how can you possibly think you'd be patur for tam and chayiv patur for muad and chayiv for tam, and then it gives the answer we brought. So it's more like a shakla v'tariya rather than a repetition. That's in a nutshell. You can see the article brings it if you like. But again, we explained our fault. I think it's we get to the same destination just through different routes. Now the Gemara says one second. The Gemara is now saying, one second, v'chiyarivun. You've got a double lashon here. Kiyinatzu and chiyarivun. V'chiyinatzu anashim v'nakvo ish hara. It says, v'alo hum matzut, hum reveh. Why do you got two different lashonot? It says, im malahalan bimedeke akam mikhin, ma kan b'she'en v'kim af lahalan b'she'en mitkaven. The way the, I'll show you the marfuda, he says, Matsut k'tiv kinatsu, and meriva k'tiv is also says kumosha ta mefaresh meriva ken ta matsut. In other words, they seem to have the same meaning. V'chen matsut b'meriva. However, meriva haynu mitkaven u'matsut haynu she'enu mitkaven. V'lemidim ze mize. The two different lashon are not talking about two different contexts. One where it's intentionally harming that woman, another one where it was a bystander and collateral damage. So you see here that really the if you're learning one from the other, shma mina bein mitkaven beichem again, in both cases mitkaven and ein mitkaven, you mama the case of shorim. So let's go back out of our time. The brighter says that you need balashon and a key to ma at the case of a tam from vladot. What vlad are we talking about? Well, it sounded like we thought. Sorry, don't say tam from vladot. We thought the Havamina that's talking about a tam specifically from Vladot. The Gemara says that's ridiculous because if we know that a Muad is patur from Dmei Vladot, it's clearly a tam. So he says, oh, no, it's a teacher, it's a case, and not the chiluk of Muad and tam, it's teacher the chiluk of mitkaven she'enu mitkaven. Torah's only from mitkaven. That's with the special miur of Shor. Maybe, sorry, start again. The Torah's referring she'enu mitkaven. That's where the special miur was for sure. So maybe mitkaven, that's why I see v'nevalani she'en nakor. Naki. However, we've just learned from the flow of the pasuk of chiyanatzu v'chiyirivun that really we've connected the psukim together. Both in the case of mitkaveh and mitkavim, shor is excluded anyway from the dmei vladot. So I don't need this pasuk of balashu naki to teach that anymore. So we've wiped the whole necessity of the part from the section of dmei vladot, whichever you want to send dmei vladot, whether it's tamuad, whether it's mitkaveh she'en mitkaven, we've got psukim already that deal with that. The Gemara now says, "Maichdun." So what do then we do? So maspi kaida amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. But in other words, just like we saw Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, which if remember, I said remember this name because that was the whole understanding that Rabbi Kiva needed to teach. So to learn for Bar Shunaki to teach you the patum mid me eved because once again at the flow of the psukim, when I was talking about a ben churim, it started with we went to tam muad and then both. Then it talks about Eved. You might think it refers to both. Balashon Akir, then when it comes to Eved, he's patum in a case of, if you like, a case of tam. So just to explain, now I don't think you have this. The Metifta adds the rest of the quote, if you like. Then it goes, that's by kofer. In other words, it's only more Yechayv and kofer and not tam. Hechzir when it comes to back to Nezikim to say you're chai for both. So you remember when Mu'at, Tam, and then both. Yachol Kashu Shu Machzim Nezikim, just as maybe it refers to both by Nezikim, maybe it also refers to both by Dmei Eved. If it sure and into the Eved, Tam lo mar balashunaki, Nakim, and Dmei Eved, if a Tam does damage to an Eved, is chayev, sorry, is patur ni Dmei Eved. Okay, now I'm tempted to continue this, but then I think we'll stop here. Okay, there's a little bit more to do before the Mishnah, but I think we'll just stop here. Okay, that's it. Well, have a good one.